I've been really touched this days, and I don't have words to express it, but that I have a deep sense that God loves me.
Amen.
How about you? My sense is getting deeper, and not just that He loves me. He wants me to be perfected.
Amen.
The words I have heard so far in this conference is an indication that the Lord is speaking in the church.
Amen.
This morning, we want to continue with the letter to the seven churches, starting from the letter to the church in Ephesus. Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
Amen.
To the messenger of the church of Ephesus,
Christ.
These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right
hand. Amen.
And walks in the midst
of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and you have persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent.
But this you know, that you hate the deeds
of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The first verse says to the messenger of the church of Ephesus, and the seventh verse says to him who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The letter is addressed to the messenger, but at the end it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. When I look through this particular church experience, the church in Ephesus, it looks like in Toronto, we're not very far from it. Yeah? We have a little bit of all the recommendations. And I like to read a few of them. It says, don't forget that the one who is speaking is the one who has the eyes that are shining, these eyes that are very bright. He can see through.
That's right.
And he is the one who is walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. It doesn't take much to agree that if his eyes are so bright that he sees everything.
Yes.
So what he is speaking to us is what he has seen concerning us. He says, he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. He says, I know your works. This is such a deep knowing because he knows us in and out.
Yeah.
He says, even before we were conceived in our mother's womb, he knows us. So he knows the true condition of all the churches. And he says, I know your works. I also know your labor, your patience, and how you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. The word Ephesus in the Greek has a semblance of the word desirable. When you look at the church in this situation, what comes in your mind is that this is a desirable church, isn't it? Everything seems to be good, right? You don't agree with me? This church, they have tested even those who claim to be apostles and they are not. Their work, their labor, their patience, their perseverance. What else do you want? Yeah, looks desirable outwardly. In fact, in verse 5, no, in verse 6, he says, but this you have, you have the deeds of you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Last night, you know, the brother reminded us that the tribe of Levi, they were not. I used to think that God chose them. Of the 12 tribes, that God chose the tribe of Levi to be priests. That's what I was taught anyway. However, on one hand, it looks as if God chose them. But on the other hand, they chose God. Because the line was drawn, and then Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? So they chose God. And this also goes to, you know, further explain that this church in Ephesus, they hate the works of the Nicolaitans, where there is the easiest explanation is the clergy and the laity, but is those who are oppressing and the people. So the church in Ephesus also have this discernment. If you ask me, they're also practicing some level of the priesthood, right? But the danger is that when we look desirable outward, the one who searches, he says, but there's something I have against you. And I was really, really, for these few days, the Lord has tried to open my eyes. And I found out, even when we sang the last song, I couldn't really read some of the lines. I don't know about you, but how is your best love? I don't think, as I stand here, that I can confidently affirm that Jesus is my best love. And it's so important because of just this single thing, he said, I will take away the lampstand. You know, while I was reading this, the picture that came into my mind was a picture of Eli and his children, Hophni and Phinehas. They had all the appearance
of the priesthood. In fact, they are priests. But God had left. You remember the story in 1 Samuel chapter 3? Eli was a priest, but he couldn't hear God. The church in Ephesus, we could have all the appearance. But yet, the word of God may be scarce, just like it was in the days of 1 Samuel chapter 3. So this is for us a big warning. For us, to go back to our first love. I like to read these few verses in 1 Samuel to draw down the point I'm trying to make. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, I like to read from verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow dim, so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark was, and while Samuel was lying down, the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, "Here I am." It's okay. We can stop there. This is in the temple, right? You have Eli, the priest, and his two grown-up sons, Hophni and Phinehas. And they cannot hear God. This is also a warning for us today. It is not just because we gather in a place that does not guarantee us. But praise the Lord, as we continue to practice the priesthood that the Lord will take us and gain our heart, especially the young people. You know, when I look at a verse in Revelation chapter 1 in verse 5, it made a different meaning in the time of this conference. Revelation chapter 1 in verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Just that phrase. I spent quite some time on this line. To him who loved us and washed us with his own blood. I remember in Leviticus, I think in chapter 17, he says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. So when the Lord gave his blood, he actually gave everything. He washed us with his own blood. Now tell me, who loves you more? Who loves you more? Because if we realize how much the Lord loves us, maybe it will affect our love back to him. It dawned on me so much that the Lord loves me so much. He shed his blood for me. He loves me that deep. So if he requires my best love, I don't think he's asking for too much. today, forgive me, young people, but if you are very honest with yourselves, there's so many things that come before the Lord, true or false. How can we be priests if we are loving so many other things? There's so many other things that have our attention. So many other things have our love. Maybe we'll give the Lord the last 10%. How can we hear Him? How can we be priests? In spite of everything that we do, like the church in Ephesus, they had so many wonderful things. They were desirable. But the best love they do not have for the Father. If there is just one thing the Lord will speak to us concerning the church in Ephesus, it is about our best love. And guess what? I want to go back to the picture of Samuel. I'm imagining in that house, the four of them. I don't know how many they are, but I know there is Eli, there's Hophni, there's Phinehas, and there's Samuel, right? And the four of them are there, and only one person is hearing God. Does it mean God is not speaking? No, God was speaking, but this little boy who loved God, he could hear God in the midst of the noise. Even Eli couldn't hear God, the priest. How can we practice the priesthood if we don't love God so much? If we don't love God with our best love, it is very possible, saints, from what we see in Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, it is very possible that we'll do everything right. And yet, he will take away our lampstand. Because it becomes a routine. It becomes a duty. The brothers will see me. The saints will see me. So I need to do this. But we need to love the Lord. Maybe we should do all those things because we love Him. Amen. When we do that, that's where He told us in verse 7. He says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." God is willing. God wants to give to us the same tree that He barred Adam and Eve. He's willing to give it to us if we can return to our best love. Why wouldn't He? Of course. Doesn't it make sense? He wants to give it to us. I read a few verses in Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, 14 to 19. There's the first epistle to the church in Ephesus. From verse 14. "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named, that He would grant to you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, and the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Maybe this should be our prayer, that we should be grounded in love. That all our services, our discernment, our perseverance would not be as a matter of duty, but because we love Him. We want to serve Him because we love Him. Then He will grant to us to eat from the tree of life.
Amen.
When you eat from the tree of life, you will not die anymore. Lord Jesus, I do not have so much. The burden I have in my heart is that if the Lord can restore us back to the best love we have for Him.
Amen.
Maybe if we do just this thing, every other thing we're doing in the church, our services. Have you ever seen somebody who is serving and complaining? I've grown up a little bit in my house. I do some things. And somehow, I think I've changed a little bit. Before, I expect people to do a lot of things. Today, I do those things. Maybe my love is getting purer. The Lord wants our love to grow more and more.
Yes.
In conclusion, I like to read in the same first epistle to the Ephesians, Ephesus chapter 3, verse 20-21. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. This is an encouraging word that wherever we are falling, He is able to do superabundantly. He can bring us back to our best love. All we need to do is just pray that the Father will open us up so that we can see how much love He has shown us. How much love. You know, I used to have, he's not a friend, he's a business colleague. Interestingly, he's from Korea. He has a big business. But he had a medical situation where he lost his kidney, and his younger brother gave him his kidney, spare kidney. And this is a true story. Towards the end of his life, he willed all his, he's a very wealthy man, he willed everything he had to his younger brother. And when they asked him, he said, He gave me an opportunity to live. The Lord gave his own blood. If he's asking for the best love, I'm not sure he's asking for too much. And not just that, it is only by this best love that we can be genuine priests to serve him. How can we serve the Lord if we cannot hear him? I pray the Lord would open our eyes this time of the conference to adjust us so that we all can go back and love him with the best love.
Amen.